Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with the Central University of Himachal Pradesh is inviting online applications from eligible Indian citizens for various non-teaching positions. The recruitment is available on a direct recruitment and deputation basis for a term of 5 years or until the age of 62 years, whichever comes first. The available positions include statutory roles such as Registrar and Controller of Examination, both at pay level 14. Additional opportunities include Group A positions like Private Secretary and Personal Assistant, and Group C posts include Medical Officers, both male and female, and Deputy Registrar at varying pay levels. Interested candidates can apply through the university's official website and the last date for application submission being 22nd December. For more details, kindly visit https://www.cuhimachal.ac.in. The Central Zoo Authority under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has announced a vacancy for the position of Finance Officer at its headquarters in New Delhi. This position is available on a promotion or deputation basis and is classified at pay level 10 as per the 7 CPC. Interested candidates must submit their applications through the proper channel along with attested copies of their annual performance appraisal reports for the last 5 years. Applications must reach the Member Secretary for the Central Zoo Authority by December 26, 2024. For further details, kindly visit https://cza.nic.in. The Parliament of India's Lok Sabha Secretariat is inviting applications from eligible non-official Indian citizens and retired employees of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha secretariats, as well as central and state government employees for various positions. Detailed information regarding the recruitment process, eligibility criteria, and how to apply can be found on the Lok Sabha Secretariat's official website. Interested candidates are encouraged to apply promptly. Kindly go on to https://www.sansad.in. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police Force, ITBPF, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, is inviting online applications for the recruitment of Head Constable, Motor Mechanic and Constable Motor Mechanic positions for the year 2024. Eligible male Indian citizens, including subjects from Nepal and Bhutan, can apply for these temporary posts, which are likely to be permanent. The pay scales for the positions range from level 3 to level 4 in the pay matrix, amounting to 21,700 to 69,100 rupees and 25,500 to 81,100 rupees respectively. There are a total of 44 vacancies for the head constable position and 20 for the constable role, with specific reservations as per the government standards. Applicants must meet the age limit of 18 to 25 years and the educational qualifications specified, which include 10 plus 2 or equivalent and certificates in motor mechanics. Application fee is set at 100 rupees, though exemptions apply for SCST and ex-servicemen candidates. All applications must be submitted online through the ITBPF recruitment website. For further details on the recruitment process, including age relaxation, document verification and selections tests, candidates are encouraged to visit the ITBPF recruitment website regularly for updates and information. Kindly go on to https://www.itbpolice.nic.in. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, is seeking nominations for various positions including Assistant Stenographer Grade 1, upper division clerk, stenographer grade 2, and lower division clerk on deputation basis. This is a great opportunity for individuals looking to contribute to national security. For more details regarding the vacancies and application procedures, interested candidates can visit www.nia.gov.in. The Government of India, Ministry of Science and Technology is inviting applications for the position of Mission Director for the National Mission on Interdisciplinary Cyber Physical Systems, NMICPS. This prestigious post is classified as Group A gazetted, non-ministerial, and offers a pay level 14 with a salary range between 1,44,200 to 2,18,200 rupees. The recruitment is on deputation, including short-term contract basis, with a tenure of 5 years or until the age of 60 years, whichever comes first. Candidates must possess a doctorate in natural or agricultural sciences, engineering or medicine, along with 15 years of relevant experience in research and administration. Eligible candidates can apply through the online portal within 45 days from the advertisement date in the Employment News or Rozgar Samachar. For more details on eligibility and application procedures, please refer to the official website, that is at https://dst.gov.in. Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation Limited, MMRCL, is inviting applications for the appointment of qualified and experienced professionals for various posts on contract or deputation basis. The positions available include Assistant General Manager Civil, Deputy Engineer Civil, and Junior Engineer to Civil, with a nature of appointment lasting for 5 years. The pay scales range from 35,280 to 2 lakh rupees depending on the role. Candidates must hold a full-time degree in civil engineering with varying experience requirements from 6 to 8 years based on the positions applied for. The recruitment details, including age limits and specific qualifications, can be found on the website. Applications can be submitted online until December 28, 2024. Eligible candidates can visit the website for comprehensive information regarding recruitment rules and eligibility criteria. Kindly go on to https://mmrcl.com/en. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare is seeking applications for the position of Joint Director, Extension, in the Directorate of Extension. This position is classified as Group A gazetted post and will be filled on a deputation basis. Eligible candidates should possess a master's degree in relevant fields such as agriculture or rural management, along with 3 years of relevant experience. Detailed information, including eligibility criteria and application procedures, can be accessed on the official website. The maximum age limit for candidates is set at 56 years. For further details, kindly go on to https://agriwelfare.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.